Jeremiah chapter 14. The word of the Lord Jehovah that came to Jeremiah concerning the drought. Judah mourns, and its gates languish, they are black to the ground. And the cry of Jerusalem has gone up. And their nobles have sent their little ones to the waters, they came to the pits, and found no water. They returned with their vessels empty. They were ashamed and confounded, and covered their heads. Because the ground is parched, because there was no rain in the earth, the plowmen were ashamed, they covered their heads. Yes, the deer also gave birth in the field, and forsook it, because there was no grass. And the wild donkeys stood in the high places, they snuffed up the wind like dragons, their eyes failed, because there was no grass. O Lord Jehovah, though our sins testify against us, do it for your name's sake, because our backsliding is great. We have sinned against you. O the hope of Israel, its Savior in time of trouble, why should you be as a stranger in the land, and as a wayfaring man who turns aside to tarry for a night? Why should you be as a man astonished, as a mighty man who cannot save? Yet you, O Lord Jehovah, are in the midst of us, and we are called by your name, do not leave us. This is what the Lord Jehovah says to this people. This is how they have loved to wander, they have not restrained their feet, therefore the Lord Jehovah does not accept them. He will now remember their iniquity, and visit their sins. Then the Lord Jehovah said to me, do not pray for this people for their good. When they fast, I will not hear their cry. And when they offer burnt offering and a sacrifice, I will not accept them, but I will consume them by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence. Then I said, ah, Lord God Jehovah. Indeed, the prophets say to them, you will not see the sword, neither will you have famine, but I will give you assurance of peace in this place. Then the Lord Jehovah said to me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I did not send them, neither have I commanded them, neither spoke to them, they prophesy to you a false vision and divination, and a thing of nothing and the deceit of their heart. Therefore this is what the Lord Jehovah says concerning the prophets who prophesy in my name, and I did not send them, yet they say, sword and famine will not be in this land. By sword and famine those prophets will be consumed. And the people to whom they prophesy shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword. And they shall have no one to bury them, their wives, nor their sons, nor their daughters. Because I will pour their wickedness upon them. Therefore you shall say this word to them. Let my eyes run down with tears night and day, and let them not cease, because the virgin daughter of my people is broken with a great breach, with a very grievous blow. If I go forth into the field, there I see those killed with the sword. And if I enter into the city, then there are those who are sick with famine. Yes, both the prophet and the priest go about into a land that they do not know. Have you completely rejected Judah? Has your soul hated Zion? Why have you stricken us, and there is no healing for us? We looked for peace, and there is no good. And for the time of healing, and indeed only trouble. We acknowledge, O Lord Jehovah, our wickedness, and the sin of our forefathers, because we have sinned against you. Do not detest us, for your name's sake, do not disgrace the throne of your glory, remember, do not break your covenant with us. Are there any among the vanities of the Gentiles nations, non-Jews that can cause rain? Or can the heavens give showers? Are you not He, O Lord Jehovah, our God? Therefore we will wait upon you. Because you have made all these things.